This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
Peter Rosenberg!
Shout out to that guy, yeah.
The majesty.
Oh my goodness.
It's professional wrestling.
24 seconds! Championship!
1,000% confirmed.
Not mage.
Stay mage and enjoy yourself.
Delicious chicken.
It was Rapop.
It's professional, wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, the world's number one sports and recreation. Whoa.
Ooh.
You know I'm fumbling. You know why? I'm eating, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever at Hank's Bagel in Los Angeles. What are your teas?
I mean, it's I said this on a previous episode. It's amazing the amount of everything essence that they are able to get stuck to the bottom of this bagel. What are your thoughts?
I just don't know where they're finding the water, you know? The water.
The water. Everyone's talking about the water. They're importing the water. Everyone has water from somewhere. Everyone's got great water.
A real bagel needs water.
Oh, yeah.
So after I swallow this, I'm going to try again. Pause.
I finished it immediately. I didn't even...
Ladies and gentlemen, the world's number one sports and recreation podcast, Cheap Heat, on your go-home WrestleMania, what's going on Friday? What are your thoughts, edition? We are in a back room at our beloved home of this year's Wrestling for Sale shirt vintage extravaganza, as well as a Cheap Heat and Greet later on today, a few hours from now. But in the back room where there's an air hockey table, two skee ball situations, and a beer pong game.
I've never seen this game before.
And then two hot shots, old school hot shots behind us. Dipperstein and I having a nosh, preparing ourselves for the weekend. We are one day. Well, Dip, you're 2 days into Mania for Dip Flaring, I should say.
Yeah.
How much Dip Flair has there been so far?
Let me just pause the podcast to say that you have things all over your teeth. You have cream cheese all over your beard.
I will say
you're smearing and smearing all over yourself.
It's very messy cream cheese, am I right?
It is messy. It is messy. It's very creamy, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how good is a Hank's bagel? What is Hank doing? Who is this Hank?
No, they're very good. I mean,
that's a pretty good bagel, dude.
Can I give you an honest take, though? You may not like it.
Mm-hmm. It's too chewy.
It's very chewy, but that's all right.
I like a chewy bagel.
That's also because I normally scoop bagels, and I didn't scoop this. I wanted to enjoy the...
Yeah, a scooped. We haven't even covered scooped bagels.
Well, how stupid is
it? What are you doing? One little blip of fat. You have to get rid of out of the bagel. Who cares? If you're gonna have a bagel, have a bagel. A scooping is not a bagel.
Hey Ted, look, it's Wrestling for Sale. You can leave it open.
We're talking about the idea.
Ted, come in here for a second.
We're talking about the idea of Peter generally scooping bagels.
Well, first of all,
is crazy.
You know,
hold on, go ahead. No, microphone.
That's a very, like,
late 90s thing. I feel like it, like they did it on an episode of Friends or something.
You think scooping's out of style?
Yeah, it's like something they used to do. Were you around when we had St. Urbain on Beverly Drive?
Yeah, I absolutely was.
That was like a St. Urbain thing. They were too thick.
People were scooping at St. Urbain Bagels.
The Yentas were like, please scoop it out. I want to put my tuna in there, you know?
So hold on, Ted. I want to ask you about what we have going on today in a second. But Dip, I hear you, and I understand why it's a ridiculous concept. But number one, you really do remove quite literally nearly half the bagel. That is, if a big puffy one like these Delicious Hanks bagels, you can save legitimate carbs there. And number two, I've gotten used to it. I now prefer it. Just scoop. I don't want that much bagel.
You don't?
And by the way,
I want a big, giant bagel.
I don't.
I
know it's fluffy and it's great. And here's my other hot take. The difference between an amazing bagel and a good bagel, it's as narrow a gap as there is in all of food. I'll just say that.
Blasphemous comment.
No, there's Lender's bagels. There's Lender's bagels. I don't want one.
That's on the go. That's an on the go bagel.
But it's not good.
I want something that resembles a bagel on the way out of the the house to the office.
But relative to a good bagel, that is like a joke. And then when you get to the it's a bagel shop and they make bagels, they're pretty good. And if they have good toppings and they're not stale, I will generally be like, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Hanks is very, very good. Mm-hmm. I don't consider it to be on. It's on the same level as my place, Bethesda Bagels in Maryland. It's a delightful
I've never
bagel.
Had Bethesda Bagels.
But, I'm just saying, it's not the same as you go to a restaurant and one place. Like, Ted's a real foodie. You go to, there are certain kinds of food. What are you making a face for?
I'm a real foodie. Am I gonna have a fake foodie?
You're not a foodie.
I'm not a foodie.
Not at all. You're not even close to a foodie.
He went to culinary school.
He eats.
So he saw a lot of food.
I'm fatter than you.
Hold on. No.
He's definitely fatter than
me. He doesn't eat so many foods. We got to Montreal recently.
I'll try any food.
We got to Montreal, and I'm getting recommendations from people from Montreal, and they're like, try this place. It's Thai. Try this place. It's Mexican. I don't want to do it. Let's just get something basic. He's not a foodie in that. I want to go to the best restaurant in the city, regardless of what it is. That's not Dip style. That's all I'm saying.
I'm a foodie with the types of cuisine that I like. I don't really eat Thai food, and so I like a pad Thai, but is that really? It's not Thai food.
You can't be a foodie if 90% of what you eat are finger foods from Trader Joe's.
Thank you, Ted.
They make a great finger food.
And real quick, one question about the pop-up today, even though by the time people hear this, it's too late. Is this the craziest collection you've ever had for a pop-up?
Yes, by far. I don't know how it happened in year 7. Things are too expensive now, and it just kind of happened this way, but year 1, I was doing stuff like this. But it's happening in year 7, and I think this is the craziest collection that we've had so far.
I walked over there, and I took a look at the rack. There's a shirt for $65,000. It's an earthquake knockoff from Quebec house show.
Yeah.
It's $65,000. I think someone will probably buy it today for $62,000.
In all seriousness, guys, there are shirts here that are priced at $2,500.
Yeah.
I think there's a 3K or two.
Yeah.
It's a happening. It's, as Gorilla Monsoon would say, it's a happening. Anyways, yesterday, Dip Flair and I did many things. We schmied at the Ringer meet and greet, which took place. I very much enjoyed the Ringer meet and greet. Shout out to everyone who came out. What was the name of that place, Dip?
Oh, Tom's Watch.
Tom's Watch Bar?
Watch Bar, I believe.
Yeah, shout out to everyone who came out there. We all hung out. It was a great old reunion of sorts with me, Dip, SGG, Shoemaker, Kaz. Brian Waters was there, Ben Cruz there. Everyone from the Ringer wrestling crew essentially was there. Not Troy the Goy, though. No Troy the Goy.
No, Ben Cruz, though. Great guy.
Hey, turns out, great guy.
We didn't know. We don't know Ben Cruz.
We met him a couple of times.
Yeah, but now this was like a hang.
No, this was a hang. It was a different kind of hang.
We got some quality Ben Cruz time.
We did. So shouts to all to everyone who came out. We met so many wonderful people. You know who we met, everyone? We met the guy who made the bear head.
I know.
And he's coming back today. He's coming over here.
He was wearing the All of Our Heads t-shirt.
Yes.
He was a great guy.
Let me say this as plainly as I can, and I hope it doesn't come off as disparaging in any way. Considering he was a guy wearing the Cheap Heat shirt who literally, quite literally, makes huge bear heads and pieces of fried chicken and brings them to wrestling events.
Yeah.
He was a totally normal guy.
Oh, he was a great guy.
because those things, you put those things on paper and you go, this is a lunatic. But he was not. He was really, really lovely.
Yeah.
Then we went to Wale Mania, where Dip had a great time. No issues whatsoever at the door. Just walked right in, and we had a great time.
There's nothing I love more than a door issue.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
You know.
I have to tell you, I was in rare form yesterday because, and I mean that literally, rare form. Because people say it unliterally. Rare form usually means,
People use rare form.
Yeah.
So wrong.
So wrong. They're saying it backwards. Like, it would be like Dip gets upset about a thing of food that he ordered at a restaurant, and they go, oh, he's in rare form. Not really. He's in usual form.
Right.
Last night, I was in actual rare form in that the situation was incredibly annoying, but Dip was so annoyed that I didn't feel the need to be annoyed.
I was annoyed for both of us.
Yeah, I was just like, Natalie was there. There were great guys with Bound.
Grayson Waller?
Turns out, Grayson Waller's my long-lost best friend.
Let me tell you, it was my pleasure to buy him a vodka soda.
What a guy he is, Grayson Waller. So the most regular, cool dude of all time.
He's my favorite Australian.
Really?
Immediate top.
Well,
of the
I don't know, dude. Let me read over. Want me to read over this NXT card? They're Australians galore. So we had a great time hanging with Grayson Waller and all the other lovely people we ran into, and some of the not so lovely people we ran into. But either way, it was a fantastic time to be had by all. And now today, I wake up to a text from Dip at 6:45 saying, "Get up." And I go, I look at it, and it's like at this point, it's like 8 o'clock in the morning, and I go, "He thinks it's tomorrow." Because I have to wake up very early for NXT Saturday. And I'm like, he doesn't know what day it is.
No, I didn't know. I'm losing track of days.
Tomorrow's the day. And for the record, a text isn't going to help me. I would need a call.
You're getting up.
I'm fine. I'm not worried about it at this point. I have multiple alarms. And because of my, I'm still on East Coast time. I'm popping up at 6 o'clock every day, it seems. So I should be just fine.
Yeah. I think I want to get a couple of Papa shots for Dipper Longo.
It's big enough for it. You can put it in that main room, party room.
People would love that.
You might have to remove one of your barrels.
I'll put the barrel somewhere else.
How many barrels do you have?
Two barrels.
Dip has two barrels that are like bar tables that he has in his, what would you call that room? Your viewing area room?
My wrestling watching room.
Yeah, it's a wrestling watching room, and he has a couple of barrels. How often do people use the barrels?
I would say I've had the barrels maybe a year and a half. I would say they've been used 3 or 4 times.
How much, just curious, how much is one paying for one barrel? Like a decorative, it's basically, I mean, I can't imagine there was ever like wine in that barrel.
No, they are, that's right. I bought them because they are authentic. I had them imported from Pittsburgh. They are real barrels that were used for, they're whiskey barrels.
They're actual whiskey barrels.
Yeah, they're actual whiskey barrels.
How much would one pay for like a full-sized authentic whiskey barrel?
I think they were a couple thousand each.
Couple thousand dollars for a barrel.
Yeah, maybe a little less.
How do you do that? How do you, I'm not good at this. How do you wrap your mind around spending that?
I'm one of the biggest barrel buyers in the business today.
Yeah, I figured that.
But I would love to put a couple of Papa shots in here. I mean, these are gorgeous. I mean, look at this, Clippers, Lakers. These are gorgeous Papa shots.
Yeah,
let me say something. People love Papa shots.
They do.
They love a good Papa shot.
There was one yesterday at ESPN LA. They had like a little free Papa shot where there's balls there and you could shoot.
People are popping
you
and
shooting.
You
can't stop. You have to shoot.
You have to do it. If you see the ball there, it must be put in the basket.
I really resent the fact that I'm actually a decent shooter in real basketball. Papa shot, I cannot. I don't have the rhythm down. There's something different about it. So how are you feeling about Mania? Like, what are your thoughts? What are you feeling as we head into tonight's Hall of Fame and, more importantly, 2 days of WrestleMania? Feeling like something, or
I'm gonna pause this conversation to talk about skee ball for a second.
Oh, why?
I have never met anyone that would venture to say that they themselves are a good skee baller.
You can't. It's almost impossible.
Yeah,
they exist though, but it's almost impossible.
I would like to meet a good skee baller. Are they making new skee ball machines? These look old as can be. I mean,
these are absolute vintage.
These are vintage skee ball.
I think they...
If you had to put a year on the skee ball machine, what's the year you'd put on this machine?
Early 80s. I feel comfortable saying early to mid 80s. What about you?
I would say 1990.
That's a late skee ball machine.
And
by the way, that air hockey table they have behind us, it's like a real air hockey table. Like, you know, they sell the ones that people get in their house and like the puck barely moves at all? That's like one of the real...
I used to love air hockey.
Oh, I...
You really got to... Let me tell you, I'm terrible at foosball.
Everyone's terrible at foosball.
I look at a foosball machine, I don't even give it the time of day.
They have an extreme mole game.
A whack-a-mole.
An extreme whack-a-mole. It's called extreme mole. This is an awesome place. If you're not going to make it today, I hope you do get your chance to go to Button Mash at some point in time. All right, so are you getting the sense that
they have a WrestleFest here and a Royal Rumble pinball machine?
Of course they do. Yeah, does the owner love wrestling?
Of course. So Jordan Rice, he's a great guy.
What are you sensing? Are you sensing anything like Mage for... Oh, I forgot. Sorry. I forgot I have an announcement. Okay? This is a big announcement for the peckerheads who are sitting through this nonsense. Because if you're sitting through this kind of nonsense, if you're the kind of person who wants to sit through talk about Papa Shot and Whack-A-Mole and all these different things, clearly you're a big peckerhead. And there's exciting news that we have for peckerheads. We have finally officially created the Cheap Heat Discord. Now, here's the thing.
I didn't even know about this, so this is big news for me, too.
So SUG and I spoke earlier today, and we decided the only way to share the word of this Discord where we know it's peckerheads there, I don't want to just tweet it out. I don't want to tweet the invitation to the world so strangers are getting in it. This is meant to be for people who would be listening to bullshit like this.
I see,
So we created a Twitter account just to give information like this and the Discord. It is at, on Twitter, it is at StayMage. Okay? No. Now, if you have friends who are not on Twitter but you know that they listen to the podcast, of course, feel free to send them this link. But we didn't want to fill the Discord with a ton of crap and hate and people who just dislike me and wanted to clown it. So we wanted to make it just for you. At StayMage on Twitter, if you go there right now, there is a link to the Cheap Heat Discord. If you're not signed up for Discord, you'll sign up, and then you will be in the Discord. And essentially, every week, like this, it'll pop up like this. You'll get accept invite. You accept the invite. You sign up for Discord. You're in there. And then every week, we can chat about bagels and nothing, and most of you can attack SGG or Dip for whatever moronic take they had that week, and it'll be in the Discord. So at StayMage on Twitter if you want to participate in the Discord. So let me ask you, Dip, anything that's going on like this weekend that you think's going to be like there could be really something? We know that you got crushed in the emails again last week, by the way.
About what?
Crushed again.
About what?
That you think Omos Brock is something. They all said it's completely inconsistent. There was just a match they said 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. There was another. It was Omos and who was the big one that he had in Saudi Arabia?
Braun.
Yes, you said it was absolutely nothing. Give me something. They do the exact same story of nothing with Brock, and you go, "This is something." A lot of people just I had things to say.
Let me just say,
go ahead.
I didn't say it was something. If I did, I take it back. I didn't say something. I said I'm excited for it. I don't always have to be excited if there's, you know, something doesn't equal excitement.
And in the case of people... Well,
every single time.
And in the case of Mage, huge gentlemen like this, it doesn't need to be something for you to be interested and excited.
That's right. I like to see these two. I want to see Brock Lesnar and Omos. I want to see what their physicality is in the ring. I want to see the two of them. Like, it's a nice visual to see Brock Lesnar and Omos.
I saw a man just walked by in a Rick the Model Martel shirt. Keep going.
And I'm very interested in what that sort of aesthetic is in the ring. That doesn't mean it's something. It's certainly not something. I'll tell you what is something and has just truly hit me as something. And that is Dominik and Rey. This is the stories I'm talking about.
You don't say. Really?
Well, I'm just saying this is the when it's we the talk best. About something, we talk about storytelling. This is a story. This is a story being told.
100%.
Coming to a crescendo on the grandest stage of them all. With all the pageantry.
We're talking about
Cody and Roman. Now we're talking about, what are we talking about?
Like you're saying story of Jay.
There's no story.
Well, you can't say there's no story. You just think it's a fabricated story. You think it kind of came out of nowhere, this like history. Because there is a history. There is something there, but you think it's manufactured. You can't say no story.
I need The Rock out there.
I don't think it's happening.
I need a story to exist within that match in some capacity for me to be interested. If Cody just beats him clean, then I'm not that interested. What are we gaining if we just get Cody Rhodes beating him clean? We need a
Well, you know, I told Dip the idea that I've heard others say, and I love it too, is my version of it is Cody ends up beating Roman Reigns. You know, maybe the Usos try to get involved and Sammy and KO help Cody. Whatever happens, Cody gets the win. Roman's left without the title. Roman's beat up. Cody celebrates for a moment, makes his way up the ramp. As he gets to the top of the ramp, The Rock steps out, shakes Cody, they have the little baby face moment together, The Rock and Cody at the top of the ramp. Cody walks past. Rock has a microphone, says, "Guess you're not the head of the table anymore. See you next year." Drops the microphone, something like that. That just
or
lets
I'm
you
the head of the table now.
Yeah, I guess I'm the head of the table again, whatever the thing is.
Right.
Or, and Roman's eyes are wide, and Mania goes off the air with Roman Reigns laying in the ring looking up. Because the truth is, I think now, as much as someone like Dipperstein was ready for the Bloodline thing to end like a year and a half ago, I think the truth is now you'd rather have the Roman Reigns thing in some way, even if he loses the title, continue into next year.
Yeah, and I think it will. And I think it will.
It can't just like go away because Roman loses the title.
No, it will.
He is the star of the company. That is not changing.
No.
Even if Cody wins. Oh my God, there's a dog running on the street.
Oh God.
Oh Jesus Christ Almighty. I really hope that dog jumped off the street. I see people looking. What do you do when a dog's just running down the street?
I've stopped to save animals in my life.
So have I, but this is like a high. This is it'd be hard to do here. And he was like running at a pretty good clip. He was on the side of the street. Maybe he's a very smart dog, and he'll be all right. But that was sorry, tough interruption there. Yeah. Speaking of dogs, I have to say this, and I'm sure you will actually appreciate this too. I want to send like all the love in the world to Sean Waltman, aka X-Pac. He lost his doggy.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But you remember the dog, right?
Of course, with the tongue.
With the dog with the tongue. Always with him at absolutely every event. He would wear like one of those baby backpacks where the dog would be like looking forward, and such a sweet dog. And he's such a sweet guy. So we send our best out to him. Anyways, I heard the rumor that's supposedly going around. I heard that Nick Khan was on ESPN, was on First Take a couple days ago, and said something along the lines of expect a lot of surprises this weekend.
And by the way, as a mark, and I say that with love, I don't think he would say that if he didn't mean it.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't think he would either. And that doesn't include...
I know the man loves wrestling, so...
You know, and wrestling's great.
Yeah, oh yeah, it is, for sure.
And what is it going to be that, like, there's some returning superstar from AEW? That's not a big enough thing for him to play.
I think the few somethings that you get, I think you get Bron Breakker on Monday. I think Carmelo Hayes takes the title off Bron Breakker. I think Bron Breakker becomes a contender in the mid card of WWE.
By the way, I think he's going to be Mage immediately.
I do. I agree.
With all the work I've been doing on NXT, that guy appears ready in basically every form to me. He's good on the mic, too.
He is good on the mic.
By the way, you want another take?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be the best Steiner there ever was.
Ooh,
what are your T's?
I'm a gigantic Scott Steiner guy. You know that.
Yeah. Well, he's already better than Scott Steiner.
I love Scott Steiner.
Will he be better than Rick Steiner as a wrestler?
I was always a Scott Steiner guy. We don't have to argue about this.
I don't want to argue. I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight.
Okay.
I don't want to fight.
Bron Breakker coming up, me a main roster superstar this weekend. That's something. I think I'm hoping that we get one of these tag teams breaking up in a real way. I'm hoping that we get...
Street Profits.
The Street Profits break up this weekend in some capacity. We get Montez Ford elevated to something more Mage than he is. I think the matches sort of happen as they happen. I think Rhea Ripley becomes the women's champion.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
I think Bianca retains.
Well, hold on.
I'm not giving predictions. Well,
No, you are.
I'm not going to go through the whole thing.
You're giving predictions.
I'm saying what's in my brain.
All right, we're going to come back. We're going to pause. We're going to do some heating and greeting in a little bit, and we'll talk to you with SGG in a bit. Well, actually, for you, it's going to be immediately. For us, it's going to be a little bit. Mm-hmm. Stay put.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client. This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details. This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com, tap the banner to learn more. Baseball is something else.
All right, guys, this Friday, Something Going On episode of it, Cheap Heat has really taken many turns. I went from being back in my little room at the Button Mash with Dip, and then we ended up not being able to do a podcast. It was just too many people to meet and say hello to, so you know how we do. I've once done a podcast, the Friday podcast on the plane. Now we're on a bus where myself and my bride-to-be, Miss Hatton, are on our way to the Hall of Fame. Natalie, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I'm excited.
You're all dressed up?
I'm all dressed up.
Looking very beautiful. Who are you wearing today?
And I just saw Lita and Trish walk by. And if you know me, you know I'm a big Lita mark.
The biggest in the biz today. I don't use the M word on the show.
Oh, you don't?
No, Dip does. I choose not to, but yes, you are. And she already saw Booker, and within 5 seconds of meeting him, made a Spinneroni reference, so.
I mean, it was a good one.
It was solid. I mean, I thought you were going to hit a Spinneroonie.
I mean, his girl left. No?
Yeah, Charmel left. Charmel, she probably felt sorry for you.
I don't think she felt sorry.
Another bitch talking about some Spinneroonie.
I mean.
No, it was a cute joke, but I'm just making fun of you for being such a word that you just said that I won't say. So now we're on a bus. There's no one else on the bus. And we are pulling into crypto.com. Look, if you look around, you can see fans waiting. There's some right there. I just saw some. Oh, look, up there. Look up top.
Oh, nice.
Up on that ramp. Fans waiting. And then when they see just us get out of the bus, they just saw all these people.
I only got two people.
Is what she said? What did you say?
I only got two people.
They want me to get out?
No, not yet. But the best part is it was literally down the block.
Oh, yeah. We just rode for maybe a quarter of a mile.
Quarter? Are you kidding me? It's less than that.
No, it was a quarter. That was a quarter.
Babe, it's half a block.
That's about a quarter mile on my butt.
Yeah.
So this experience is pretty cool. I'm glad Natalie pushed me to do it. I hadn't been in a couple years, and I'm excited to do it. I think we're sitting on the stage. That it?
Hold on, boss.
Okay. Here we go. They're coming up to look on the bus and be like, what yo-yos are these? Hey there. We're the whole group. Yeah, we could. Of course. Yeah. No worries. We're happy to walk. Probably could have just walked the whole way, to be truthful, but thank you so much for the ride.
Thank you.
All right, the bizarro Cheap Heat continues. Hall of Fame was made. She had a great time. And now I am back at the hotel after the Hall of Fame, getting myself together for tomorrow's NXT Stand and Deliver kickoff show, which. By the time you're hearing this, let's be honest, it may be over. But this is a weird circumstance for me because I have to wake up early to do a kickoff show, which is not something I do. But I'm very excited to do it. I'll be joined by some fun guests, by the way. So if you do miss it, you should go back and watch it. Excuse me, The Ringer's very own Kaz and David Shoemaker will be joining me on the Stand and Deliver kickoff show. So looking forward to that, and then looking forward to Rey and Dominic Mysterio, but we'll come back to that because we'll go through the Hall of Fame for a minute here. Hope everyone's enjoying the weekend. Also, the heat and greet was fantastic. Shout out to everyone who came out. Ted's selection, as I've been telling you, was absolutely insane. I got an amazing gift from Wrestling Carbs, who is a great follow on Instagram, and an even greater guy who gave me a sick Bret Hart shirt as a pre-wedding gift of sorts. I truly appreciate it. That's so cool. And then, you know, Ted's stuff, the Wrestling for Sale stuff, was just psychotic. Absolutely crazy. And man, we met so many cool people. Like, so many cool people with different stories about how they came to Cheap Heat and how long they've been around. How many different shirts did I see? I saw the original shirt in white, original shirt in black. I saw the blue ESPN shirt. I saw the current shirt. I saw the shirt with all four heads. I saw the Uptown Malcolm shirt. So many. And it was just so cool. Someone brought Someone brought shirts and a copy of the Real Late album that they had Natalie sign because, of course, she did the photo, and they had me sign. What did I say? Did I say album cover?
No, you said photo.
I said photo? Oh, sorry. Album cover. So, hold on. You may not be able to reach this. So, Dipperstein was supposed to come back to the room and say hello and jump on the pod to finish things out. Natalie, let me hear your mic.
But guess what?
What?
You've got somebody better.
Wow.
Just kidding.
And you heard, and basic, and Natalie, well, let me explain, first of all. We said, Dip, we were going to go to dinner. It got too late. You know how the Hall of Fame does. Ray's speech was a little lengthy. Very good, but a little lengthy. So I'm like, all right, we're not going to be able to make it to dinner. I said, Dip, do you want to come up to the room? We're going to order some food and finish up Cheap Heat. He was like, sure, sounds good. A few minutes later, I get a text from Dip. Does Natalie have any Advil? I was like, we do not have any Advil. He was like, okay. A few minutes later, I'm like, hey, dude, what's your plan? He's like, I just ordered a cheeseburger at the bar. I'm with Ric Flair.
In the meantime, I just ordered 40 wings from Buffalo Wild Wings.
Like, we're going to have a wing party now that's just the two of us. And Dip is skipping out on the final moments of Cheap Heat before WrestleMania. But Natalie now, I have a new Dip on my hands because Natalie said people were coming up to her and saying they want more of her on the podcast. Is that true?
Listen, I just got to give the people what they want.
How many people legitimately said to you, we need more Miss Hatton on the podcast?
I would say more than 10.
No.
Oh, 1,000%. Between yesterday and today?
You were hot in the streets yesterday, too?
Yesterday was the day that I got at least 10. Today, I got a couple, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
What did you... And you met some exciting people yesterday.
I did.
You were excited to meet Ava Raine, a.k.a. Simone Johnson.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's a sweetheart.
And she's making her debut for Schism. It's actually on the kickoff show tomorrow or earlier today, depending when you're listening to this. And let's see. What did you think of Grayson Waller?
So dope. He's awesome.
Are you going to post any of your pictures of him?
I mean, I just have a picture of you and him. So,
but two great guys.
So I'll just send you that photo you can post. Right here. It's probably soap.
Oh, that's strange. Now you moved it back further.
I just washed my face. We're getting ready for bed.
You moved it back further in your hair. It's unfortunate. Anyways, still now just even further. Okay. I don't know. It's really bothering me. Now it's just
then
a problem.
Fix it. Jeez.
Hold this.
Oh my God.
Hold on.
You got it?
No.
Oh my God.
I got it.
Thanks.
Anyways, let's get to the Hall of Fame. First of all, did you enjoy the experience of the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I got to meet my
Lita.
I met Lita.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you met Trish?
I was trying not to be, you know, weird.
You were cool with Lita.
I mean, what am I going to do?
I don't know. You did see Booker T earlier and immediately say...
I didn't immediately say it. He did the funny walk. You talked about his walk, and then I said I thought you were about to do the spinneroni.
I know.
So it made sense. I didn't just like randomly say, spinneroni.
You met Mick Foley.
Oh, yeah. Great guy.
We saw the lovely Noelle Foley, our friend.
Yes, love her.
Who else did you meet?
Trish,
I just said that.
Cody Rhodes.
Oh, Cody and Brandy.
Yes.
And Cody put me over as a broadcaster.
Oh, yes, he did.
What did he say exactly? I didn't hear it. I was talking to his wife.
He was saying just how great you are, how you always come through for him, and he just loves chatting with you.
I'll tell you what. First of all, guys, by the way, if this like podcast is annoying and name-droppy, I apologize. I hope it's more like you're living vicariously through us through a fun experience, but if it goes the other way, apologies in advance. Cody, A, is a great guy, but B, he's like so smart.
Yes.
Like he knows. I firmly believe this. And this makes it sound like he's like a manipulator. I'm not saying that. He's not a manipulator any more than Dipperstein is. Although Dip's an agent, so I guess he isn't a manipulator. No, but like Dip is incredibly polite. He sends gifts. If he meets someone and it's nice, he sends them something they like. Like he just is really
very
good.
Very thoughtful.
Thoughtful and good with people in that way. Cody, I don't think he'd say it if he was lying, but he knows that in mentioning to my partner, like, hey, your fiance is great, blah, 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 blah. Like, it's just
that
a really...
Peter's going to get some nookie tonight or something.
I didn't say that.
I'm just kidding.
Although, if it's on the table, talk to me. but no, more that he knows it's going to get back to me and make me feel good.
Right.
And more importantly, make you feel good. Like,
but he tells you this to your face, no? Didn't when you had that last interview with him, he said, like...
He did say something really great.
Yeah, he was really nice. He's a great guy.
What was your favorite part of the Hall of Fame?
I really enjoyed the story about the referee. What's his name?
Mike? Tim White.
Oh, Tim White. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was really the package on Tim White was beautiful.
It was so good. My favorite part was like the bar that he owned. That's the fucking amazing.
I never heard that. If you guys did not watch the Hall of Fame yet, Tim White, the famed referee and beloved WWE employee forever, who was famous. I mean, he's famous to people for being the guy who rolled with Andre on the road and then also refed so many of our favorite matches. I mean, the first one that comes to mind for me is Austin and Rock's last match at 19. That famous moment when The Rock pushes the ref away, which is Tim White. Oh, no, was it Hebner there? Or was it Tim White? Oh, my God, I got to look now. I feel like a disgrace. But so, anyways, he did one of the Rock Austin matches at least. He did so, but then his reffing goes all the way back to the 80s. So he did like classic 80s matches, 90s matches, early 2000s matches, took tons of bumps, and was known for the Andre thing. And then as Natalie was just pointing out, he owned this bar up in New England. And when they needed to have like an APA fight scene, they would just go to his bar. And Ron Simmons and JBL joke that when he needed to get new stuff, he would ask the writers to write something in a fight at his bar so they could destroy like everything.
Break the jukebox so he could get a new one.
Right, right, right. Even though they said the jukebox is already broken. Great speech. I was incredibly moved by the Andy Kaufman thing. Like, I love what he did so much. And his family, which was his siblings and his daughter, and I believe, they talked about was what a fan he was.
Yeah.
And this is what I was trying to convey to Dip the other day when Dip said he wasn't that excited about the Hall of Fame and I realized he hadn't gone that deep on Andy Kaufman. Like, he truly loved it. I mean, he risked his managers and everybody around him thought he was psychotic for getting involved in wrestling. You know, Memphis wrestling, by the way. This is a different time. This isn't Bad Bunny getting involved with WWE in 2021. This is a time when wrestling was thought of like, yeah, a lot of people loved it and watched it, but it was kind of podunk. And this is Memphis wrestling. It wasn't even like he was doing it with WWF in New York, which would have been seen as a little bit more something. This was like people like, what's Memphis wrestling? They don't even know what it is unless you're in Memphis.
Right.
And so I've always loved him. I love the movie Man on the Moon. I love the song. I love Jim Carrey's performance. I love his writing partner, Bob Zamuda. I love the Andy Kaufman story. And to see his siblings there, you know, it made me go look up the year Andy was born. And like, he's younger than my parents. He was born in 49. He could still be a guy who's was doing something. He died when he was 35 years old. Like, wow. It's just so crazy. That was so long ago. And he was born in 49. He died when he was 35. He died
in
84.
He's younger than my parents, too. That's crazy.
Yeah. No, he's not. He's older than your parents. Confirmed.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Never mind. Oops.
Yeah, you just added a lot of years to your parents' life. But he died in 84, right? 35 on top of 49. He died in 84. That's only a couple years after he did the stuff with Lawler. So, and it was cool. They did a little video from Lawler, which I thought was nice. And he did look pretty good and sounded good, too.
He did.
He'll be back. I have a hunch. Based on how he sounded and looked in the video, I think Lawler's coming back. And Jimmy Hart actually did a really nice understated job. He was very Jimmy Hart, but his stories were cool, actually. He had the one in particular at the end that I thought was really funny. And it was great seeing Kaufman's family there. What was before that? Stacey Keibler, I thought, gave a great speech.
I enjoyed the Stacey Keibler bit.
Yeah, I mean, all of these speeches, there's not, with the exception of Great Muda, there's not a speech that happens that I couldn't cut down by a couple minutes.
But oh, stop it. We enjoyed the Stacey. Like, Stacey.
No, Stacey
Kilden
was really good, but the problem is everyone claps for everything.
That's
so
true.
Like,
that's true.
And they have a tendency, and this is, I get it. I would do the same thing. I think it's a nervous tendency to catch a break. People want to stop and have a moment to look at the prompter and like reset.
Let them have a moment.
I know, but it leads to the crowd clapping and clapping and clapping. And
All right. But at the same time, you woke up super early today. You had the K show and then you had the meet and greet.
This is your first Hall of Fame. This is like my 10th.
That's true.
But by the way, Stacey was great. I joked to Natalie she could run for office.
I'm just saying, you did a lot today, so you're tired.
No, I did. There was lots of schmoozing and schmying.
I enjoyed Stacey. It like brought me back to when I used to watch wrestling.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Stacey was very good. Muda was amazing. By the way, Flair's induction of Muda was great.
Incredible.
It was so like authentic.
And then he got emotional with his son.
Yeah, it hit.
That was really sweet.
It hit so many good notes. And then Muda came out and was just funny and spoke for like literally 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Wore an awesome mask. Oh, blew the mist.
And then he did the mist, yeah.
Yeah, like that was the perfect. He gave you who he was, kept it short and sweet. Flair was great. Loved it. We mentioned the Tim White, we mentioned Andy Kaufman, and then you have Ray and Dom. And, you know, listen, if we thought anything big was going to be happen with Dom, we're wrong. But what they did was they didn't at all act like it wasn't happening.
Right.
Like they didn't go that behind the scenes. They had a moment when Ray walked past them. He walked past the Judgment Day. It was Rhea. It was everybody but Finn, because Finn's Demon Finn this weekend. So everybody but Finn, no one stood up for Ray. He walked by them. They had like a weird look.
No, everyone stood up for Ray but the Judgment Day.
Correct.
And then he walked by them, gave Triple H a hug right in front of them. And then as he was walking, he turned around and went back and gave Booker a hug, who's sitting in back them. Of Dom. Yeah, so that right. was dope. Like, you know.
And then a few minutes into the speech, they all stood up, the crowd started booing, and the Judgment Day just walked out. We cannot forget Conan's induction, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. Absolutely authentic. Conan, if you know anything about him, that's very much his energy. He does not bite his tongue. He didn't there. He kept it like very viva la raza, Mexican-American. Like
he was like my favorite, I guess, out of everyone.
Conan, it was just such a real talk.
It was
talk.
Just authentic, yeah.
It was an authentic, real conversation. I loved it. Shouts to Conan. It was really cool. We got to stand there and watch him have a moment with Triple H. Which is super cool when you think of Triple H being the ultimate WWE guy and Conan being one of the ultimate non-WWE guys.
I thought that was
super cool. And by the way, it was so cool for us. I just kept like freaking out because we were sitting in the third row with the WWE superstars all around us. I do not take for granted how cool that is that they invite me to be there. And I invite you because I am a great guy. And you a great gal. It was all in all a really nice Hall of Fame. They've gotten progressively shorter. The Hall of Fame now is sort of like baseball. Baseball has the pitch clock. The games now are down after at least one day. The average game last year was like 3:15. The average game yesterday was 2 hours and 45 minutes. I sort of feel like they've learned how to cut down the Hall of Fame a little bit to make it more palatable, and I think they did a nice job. So really enjoyed the Hall of Fame. Really psyched and a little bit nervous for NXT kickoff tomorrow.
You got this.
Thanks, babe. But it's also exciting. Like, it's exciting to prepare for something that makes you, like, you guys know, if you ever watch me on the kickoff shows, I'm just getting up there and doing what I do. I know everything back and forth. The NXT kickoff show has required work and effort, and you have to get up to do it, and I'm hosting it myself, and it's a lot of different stuff.
Peter's not an early riser, too, so.
Are you mocking me because I wake up for a morning show every day? But I wake up late for my morning show every day.
That is true.
I can't wake up late for this one. I have to be on time.
Yeah, Peter has like this bad dream of missing his kickoff show.
Which... I just called downstairs and he was making fun of me. I called downstairs and got 2 wake-up calls for tomorrow.
I'm like, it's 3 hours later than when you usually wake up. We just got here 2 days ago.
So you're saying technically my call time is not even 7:30.
It's 10:30. Like, calm the fuck down.
Whoa. No,
sorry.
I'm going to be okay.
This is what I do when I have to wake up early. I think about something that I look forward to when I wake up. So like, think about that delicious, creamy oat milk latte that you can get downstairs when you.
No, I'm gonna get one. I'm just gonna make a delicious ice warm hot coffee when I get to.
That sounds
catering.
Boring and plain.
I don't have time to get online tomorrow.
There's no line. You're up dumb early.
Do you even know if they're open?
I'm sure they are, babe.
In the morning, you would think so.
They're open.
By the way, I want everyone to know, if you had any concern, our hotel does have a FedEx, so you know it's my kind of hotel.
Yeah.
Anyways, this has been fun, honey. You taking over for Dipperstein. Have you enjoyed it?
I have, yeah.
You've been co-hosting?
I'm a little nervous, but I guess...
Really? You're like me at the NXT Stand and Deliver kickoff show?
You know what it is? I'm tired. I'm a little, a little hungry, and... Yeah.
Well, good news. Wings are almost here, and so is WrestleMania. Guys, enjoy the show. I hope you enjoyed another weirdo edition of something going on Friday. We'll be back Tuesday to recap the entire weekend that was. I'm very excited. The word is lots of surprises. We'll see. Shouts to Dip, SGG. Go sign up for that Discord. Again, at Stay Mage is our secret Twitter account. At Stay Mage.
I didn't even know about this.
We just announced it today.
That's fucking Mage.
We're starting a Discord.
Ooh.
And the only way, because we didn't want to invite it to people who don't listen to the show.
Right.
So the only way, this is enough. It's SGG started.
And you tell them at the end of your show so they have to listen to the
whole. No, I said at the beginning too.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. No, you got ahead of yourself. But anyways, at Stay Mage, hit the link, join the Discord. We can start the conversations right now. So everyone enjoy WrestleMania. Kickoff show starts at 6 p.m. Eastern time. Natalie, enjoy yourself.
Bye.
No, and you say, and stay mage, or take it easy.
Take it easy.
And then I went to make up and like sat in front of the mirror a little bit and got myself together.
Also, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I would like to introduce...
Shout out to that guy, Greg.
Bret Hart is the greatest professional wrestler in the history of the art form.
Mage.